You might say that it was icy outside, you were walking around, you might say that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I
almost slipped. It's as slick as glass.
Slick as glass. Say someone, you go into town or something with somebody, and he comes by in his car and honks a horn and say, hey, you be ready soon? You'll say, I'll be with you in...
Be there in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And, just a sec.
Mm-hmm, something like that. Say that you're going somewhere and you know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance. You might ask somebody how
far is it to Pensacola?
Mm-hmm. And say you're pointing out something you want to show me and get my attention. You might say, what? To get my attention to make me...
Look alive.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If you want to know how many times somebody does something, you say, how do you do
how
it?
How often do you do mm-hmm. that?
And say that, but I tell you, I'm not going to vote for say, Gerald Ford or somebody. You might say, what? If you wanted to agree with me and I said, I'm not going to vote for so-and-so, you might say,
I'm going to vote for Carter.
Mm-hmm. Or how would you agree with me without saying,
oh.
I said, I'm not about to vote for Gerald Ford.
And agree with you. Mm-hmm.
You might say me.
What would I say?
Would you say me neither or neither am I? Which of the two would you more commonly say?
I would say me either.
Me either?
Not me neither, but me either.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't think about that, but I guess that's probably what I would say too. Me either.
neither am I.
Mm-hmm. The part of your head there, right above your eyebrows, your...
Brow.
And
forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Forehead.
And, this black stuff growing all over my head is
hair.
Mm-hmm. And if I had it growing all down here, I'd have a
beard.
Mm-hmm. When a grocer, say, used to a long time ago, when he, you know, was busy, where did he used to keep his pencil?
Behind his ear.
Mm-hmm. And if he were right-handed, which ear would he keep it behind his?
He would keep it behind his right ear.
Mm-hmm. Left-handed, he'd keep it.
Left ear.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman with long hair and a bun would stick it in her hair.
Did women used to cut their hair, or how did women in the past? What did they do with their hair?
They did it up.
Mm-hmm. Just didn't
in a bun.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever get it cut?
No, my grandmother never cut her hair.
I think my grandmother first cut her hair. It must have been she's nearly 80. It's only been 10, 15 years ago that she first, I guess maybe around 1960 that she first cut her hair.
I remember when Mother got her first bob.
My grandma looked 10 years younger when she got a boy than that when she got her first haircut.
Well, I claim.
That's something I was glad to see women.
Yes, because hair older. Is so, well, it makes them look older and then it's so much trouble for the elderly people.
If somebody's mumbling, can't understand what to say, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And, say somebody was eating and you might say he got a fish bone stuck in his
throat.
Mm-hmm. And you wear a tie around your
neck.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the little part of the neck right there?
The Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard anybody call that anything else? Maybe older people or colored people?
No, but I've heard the neighbors call throat on down the goozle.
Yeah, the goozle, I've heard that too.
And